You need Bhagavat?
Yes. Which chapter were you doing?
21.
21.
It's very?
Very small. For traveling. I have made copy in small size.
Is it tense?
No, not all tense. There are only certain chapters, 21 and 22 and 29, 30.
Important. I have told you when you read something.
Now you will do summary?
Summary
of chapter.
Summary of chapter or summary of this slok.
Which will you think will be better?
This will be better.
Because we only may have seven meetings with you.
No, there are so many meetings. Several meetings will be done. This year, that year. Always doing it.
So you want to go verse by verse?
Not, but in summary, but it's closer.
Okay.
This chapter is of Purvarag. There are two kinds of Purvarag. One for sadhak, those who are practicing Raganuga Bhajan sadhak, and those who are siddhas. In Raganuga, only abhas will come. Abhas means?
Shadow of
it. Shadow. Shadow. So shadow will come. And in siddha, pure purvarag will come. But in Braja, always Purvarag.
Again and again.
When Srimati Radhika meets Krishna, they both think that first time you have met. And from distant place, when she sees Krishna, she thinks that I have seen Krishna first time. Nitya knowing.
Always fresh.
Nava yogana.
No, I am not. In practicing Raganuga, we can have some realization when Vishuddha Sattva comes in our heart. Up till Vishuddha Sattva does not come, we can do Anuman only. Anuman?
Inference. I think inference.
Great.
We can infer.
Like logic.
Logic.
Like logic.
An idea of it.
An idea. So, when we can go in the stage of Siddha, we can realize something. as it has been told that Srimad Bhagavatam or Brihad Bhaman Puran, that the gopis were practicing Radhanuga Bhajan, were Jauthuki or Jauthuki. Understanding? Jauthuki or Jauthuki.
Some are in special groups and some are not in special groups.
And in these groups, Munichari and Rishichari are Jauthaki.
Oh, yes.
You remember?
Yes.
You also remember? Are utanyasa to galasa saphala me. Then only Jauthaki, Rishichari and Dandakaranya Munichari. And in Ajauthaki, there are so many.
Devakanya.
Devakanya and all. Rishichari and Munichari took birth in Gop Griha. They have practiced so many thousands of years Raganuga Bhajan. Raganuga Bhajan. Then they, by the grace of Ramchandra and Tulsichari, by going in the
prayer.
Yeah, they offered, they pleased the Lord by offering beautiful prayers to them.
By greed, anyhow, by hearing or by seeing Krishna past time, they saw gopis or heard gopis and they practice in the guidance of Guru. Like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. And they pass through Sabdha, Nistha, Rupi, Asakti, Bhav, then Prem all. On the Raganga practicing, having these bodies. And then they got some brain and left their bodies and they took birth in Gopi womb and they got association of Nitya Siddha and they joined Rasa and Avila. But for Rishichari, they have not gone in their practicing life Raganuga Bhajan. They have only Siddha Sattva from upper stage. But they have not gone to the level of prem. So they took jan in the om of Gopi, but they had no association with the Siddha.
They had association with their husbands.
Husband?
Children.
Children. So, but they had Purvarar, because they had sanskar. Sanskar means?
past impression.
So, they have greed, and they have purvaraga also. But Yogamaya thought it better not to go direct. So, their husband, by the help of Yogamaya, by their husband, he stopped them not to go harass any Krishna lila. That Purvarag, and that Purvarag was so much that by hearing the flute of Krishna, they became upset. And remembering Krishna, remembering separation, very, very deep separation. You are not hearing?
I hear better this way. You said that they had so much purvara and their husband, by the arrangement of Yogamaya, their husbands kept them back. Then they heard the sound of the flute.
Then in Srimad Bhagavatam it is written, and you have read perhaps, that tibra tap dhuta subha. Tibra tap Dirahatap Bhutasubha.
By
Dirahatap,
by the heat of separation from Krishna, they gave up their bodies.
So all inauspicious things, all the inauspicious things were burnt up in the fire of separation.
Body was there. Because their bodies were chinmay.
Chinmay.
But partly not chinmay. And partly chinmay. Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that they not left their bodies. But what was not chinmay, partly,
that was
chinmay. This is asubh. And that asubh was that they had some attraction to their husbands and children, and worldly affairs, everything was. That is asu, not this physical body. And taking Krishna, Krishna appeared at that time. And they saw Krishna and took Krishna with their eyes, through their eyes in her, and embraced so deeply that all soup went away. Prakshina bandhana. By this embracing of Krishna, everything what was subha also was. What was subha? Kya subha tha se batlao? Unka kya subha dur hua?
Highest result.
What?
What was washed away? The idea that they are the mother of children, the idea that they are the wife of husband.
It was asubh.
But also their attachment to their good qualities.
Asubh means
auspicious.
If a man does bhakti, every being, everyone loves him. Here, the husband, everyone were loving so much too. So this also then. So Subha and Asubha both. Not clearly written here, but from Ujjalin Mani and other I am telling. Then in Vishwanath Chakravarti has cleared in what? Radhvatma Chandrika
Madhurya Kadambini.
Madhurya Kadambini. No. Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Bindu. Then if now we have some Shubha and Ashubha both. Now Ashubha worldly attachment and Shubha praise,
yeah,
wealth,
followers,
reputation, follower, everything comes automatic. But both are very big
obstacles
in bhakti life. Vishwanath Chakravarti has told it in Madhurya Kadambini. That is anartha. Sukriti uttha, duskriti uttha, bhakti uttha, aparadha. You have read?
Yes.
Duskriti uttha, that gopis. Our duskriti uttha, so many, we have to entangle in so many botherations. Body is not good, full of rogue, sickness and so many things. We'll have to go through so many cases, assessments, so many things which are obstacles. And man, apaman, understanding, man, apaman, so many things. And Shubha, I have told. So when everything goes away, then Siddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti, or Vishuddha Sattva comes. In their gopi, in gopi's case, in Rishichari, everything was not washed in Raganuga. There were something that Shubha and Ashubha, but for Sutichari, nothing was there. So easily then. I'm telling all these things that these gopis and Venugis, when Krishna is going to cowherding, they have passed all these states. They are not ordinary. So always, 24 hours, they can remember Krishna like this. And this is in Purva Raghavan. If a man has some greed, not such will come state. Here, Vyasadeva or Sukadeva Goswami is explaining of six ritus.
Six seasons.
He has passed summer. Now it is sarat. In winter, summer, rainy season, then
autumn,
winter,
then it will come. Basanta ritu. If in Vrindavan, always like Basanta ritu, but yet there is some difference between all ritu. Here he is explaining of autumn, sarad ritu. Sarad ritu, because Ittham sarat svachha jalam padmakar sugandhina nevasat vayuna bhatam sa gogo paloko achyutah. After rainy season, Krishna is entering in forest, Vrindavan forest, with cowherd's wife and so many cows. The season was very good. Water, whether in river and pond, pure water. And lot of pear in full bosom. And on them, bees were what?
Humming, drinking honey, flying here and thither.
And chumbal? Oh, kissing. Kissing all flowers. Air was mixed with fragrance of all flowers, belly, chameli, jui, and all other kinds of flowers were in bloom. Fragrance was coming. The air with the bhar mane
wait
was not in a mood to
blow.
Heavy. So it was, as a boy, very in child boy, he goes like this, sometimes slow, sometimes. So air was like so, very good season. Nevasat vayuna bhatam sva gogo paloko achyutah. Krishna in this Vrindavan enters with all cowherds, boy and cows. Baldev Prabhu was also with them. They are seeing from their home. There are so many groups of gopis, and each group they were talking like this about Vande Krishna. Kusamita banaraj sushmi bhringa litikul ghusta saras taram mahidram madhupata avagasya charyanaga sahapasupal balas chukuja venum kusmita banaraj. Like this, all Vrindavan was full of so many flowers. Kusamita Banaraj. Every ritu, every season, flowers were in bloom. Also fall, fruit. In Sarat, no mango, no jambu phal, but everything was there. And mad bees were flying here and there on lotus and all other flowers, gathering madhu or kissing them. Dvijakul ghusta mahidram. Dvijakul means kakku, mayur, papiha. You know, don't know papiha? Pikaha. Pikaha means pikaha means priyatam. Priyatam means lover. Always chanting like so. Pikaha, pikaha. Where our lover is, priyatam is. and kaku, kuhu, kuhu, all uddipta.
But any meaning?
Any meaning that kuhu, seeking or calling his her priyatam.
Lover.
It is very uddipana for these things. Dijikul ghust swara mahidhram. Then Krishna. Nadi means river, pond, and on the parvat means mountain. Everywhere, all these birds were
covered on mountains.
Everywhere these birds were singing. Everywhere. And everywhere, fragrant of flowers was there. Krishna, in this state, entered Vrindavan. Here, Kujaya Maso, Sukuja Venum, all boys are going with Krishna. Krishna began to play on flute. But they were going with Krishna, but all not playing on flute. Krishna was playing on flute only. They had some singer, or they were listening only Krishna, because afterward this a sloka will come. Anu Venu Justam. Krishna was only singing on Venu.
When the cowherd boy hears the sound of Krishna's flute,
but gopis heard here from there only Krishna's flute. Their only their sight, their drishti is towards Krishna. So they may be that with Krishna they are also floating, but they hear only Krishna sound.
But the sound of Krishna's flute has a very different effect upon the gopis than upon the gopas. Isn't it? The same flute sound has entirely different effect.
Not only to gopis or gopis. Cows are hearing in another
way.
Radhika is hearing that Krishna is telling Radhika, Radhika, Radhe, Radhe. Lalita hears that Lalite, Lalite, Bhadra, Champaklata, all are Chandravali. Krishna is calling me. All cows are thinking that Krishna is calling me only.
So when the gopis heard Krishna's flute, when they ran to him, they thought only they were coming. They thought they themselves were coming. But Krishna was calling just them.
They think, gopis, that this sound is Pratinidhi of Krishna.
Representative
of Krishna. Krishna has sent this, and they, by ear, they are coming here, and is telling their whole wealth, that is, hridaya,
in the heart,
and taking their heart, the sound is going to Krishna with their hearts. Now gopis are saying that heart is not here. They become so puzzled or
uneasy.
And they run after that sound, when that is chore, that thief. They are, but heart is not there. They are not thinking anything. Only they are going. In Ras Panchadhyayi it has been told. Then Sarah Mahidram Madhupati Avagashya Charyanga Sapaspal Chukus Chubenu. Madhupati here, Krishna, by his Venu, उसे बाहर कर रहे हैं मधु दिस मधु लिप मधु इज गोइंग इन बंसी विद साउंड एंड इट बिकम्स लाइक अमृत नेक्टर एंड दिस इज गोइंग इन द ईयर एंड gopis are drinking this nectar and they also become mad because in this sloka has been told tad brajai istya astutya venu gitam smarodayam kasti parokham krishnasya swasakhyabhyo anubharanayam. Understand? Kasti brajastya smarodayam. By drinking that madhu, nectar from Krishna's lips, through bansi, they became mad by kaam, smar udaya. Smar means prema also, but kamanuga or kamatmika gopi has kaam mani vishuddha. Frame. That Uddipana came on Uddipana.
Their ears were like cups.
They began to explain about Krishna, about Bansi, and everything of Krishna. Parokham
indirectly.
They were very far away from Krishna.
Paroksham.
Bansi sound was not coming to them. But mentally they are hearing. Krishna was very far away from them. He was in Vrindavan. And they were in Gostha, in their homes.
How it came so far, that sound?
So they were mentally hearing that Krishna is Paroksham. That is, Krishna Bansi Baja Raha Hoga. Om Bhavna Ke. But they are hearing.
Was he playing or
not?
He may have been playing or he may not, but they were hearing.
But they are hearing. They were hearing. I have a realization that when I was in my home, I used to see a Ramayana drama from 6 in evening, up to 4 in morning. Very good drama of Ramachandra. When it was over, we were in our home. Every, Saptama can't miss night.
The sound was still coming in your ears.
So, gopis are always hearing this. Tad varnitum arabdha smaranta krishna chesitam nastakan smarbegena vikshipta manaso nipa. Tad varnitum arabdha. They began to talk about this krishna chesitam. What krishna chesitam?
The activities of Krishna with the gopis.
With the gopis.
Those activities, from the best activities.
This shows that Krishna Chaitanya with gopis, they have associate of Krishna. What?
They had the company of Krishna.
They have company of Krishna. But yet they are in Purvaraj. This is the thing. These two should not be
together.
But yet.
It is contradictory and yet it is together.
But yet we are here together. The Krishna Chaitanya. What Chaitanya? In Srimad Bhagavatam. Unka chalna, phirna, gati. Lalit Bilas. Haas. Valgu Haas. Very beautiful smiling. Something. Sanlap. Sanlap means? Sanlap means
dialogue. Sanlap. Conversation.
Srimati has come to Kusum Sarovar. And gathering some flowers with Lalita Visakha. And at the same time Krishna was in a,
protecting the flowers.
No, Krishna wanted to meet them. He chose the time and went to Srimati. Krishna told, who are you? You don't know who I am? So why you speak so? So what should I speak? Krishna wants to speak with Srimati Radha. So he asked like this. Srimati has answered like this. You don't know who I am? The Krishna then told, no, I don't know who are you. You don't know. Why you have asked me? Because you are thief and you are stealing flowers. You are thief. By your cows and by your friends, you nasht kar rahe ho yahan ke pedh. You destroy the flowers and plants of Vrindavan. We have planted them, but you have never planted it. Why you are this? Today why you came? Before this day. Have you come and asked me? So they were there quarreling. They are reminding all these sanla and Krishna Lalita Gati as a dancing manner. Krishna goes to Gopi and does like so. in Brahma as we see. And Srimati Radhika don't come. These are Lalit Gati, Balgu Haas. Krishna laughs so, smiles so gently that all gopis give their heart to Krishna. So these are Krishna Cheshtitam. Krishna Chesh. By what? Remembering these things. Na sakan smar vegena vichipta manusha. They wanted to explain all these things. How Krishna, beautifully Krishna is singing on Venu, and how sweet and gentle is here Gati and Krishna Chesta, everything. But they could not speak smar vegena. Smar vegena means by prem, force of prem. And this prem is of another quality, having with calm to meet Krishna, to test Krishna, to be tested with Krishna. Aisa? Sriva. Achha. Kono vishesh kaja chhe? Dhan baraha pidam natavar baku.
Famous verse.
Huh? Famous. In whole Srimad Bhagavad. Best slope for Krishna remembering. Baraha pidam natavar baku karna yo karnikare. Bribhatavasa kanaka kapisam vejayanti yaman randhrana venuradar sudhaya purayan gopa bindal brindaranyam sapadaramanam rabhisataki sakirti baraha pidam natavar baku. I've explained this sloka to you.
No. You mentioned this, that it is the most beautiful sloka, but you never explained it.
Oh. There are three slokas in Srimad Bhagavatam, parallel, but there is some
gradation.
What?
What are the other two? Gradation.
Gradation.
The other two?
Brahma has told. Naumidhyate abhravapuse taridambaraya gunjavatam saparipachal sanmukhaya banyasraje kavalabetra vesana venu lakshmasiye midupade pasupangajaya. This Brahma. And then Dvijapatni. Dvijapatni. Kya? Shyamam hiranya paridhim vanamallavarah dhatu pravalanatavesam anubratansi vinyastahast itarena dhunanam abhyam karnotpalal kapolamukhabjah. Three slokas.
Different gradations.
Gradation.
How are they doing?
Brahma in bottom. In mid,
Vijayapati.
And uppermost, highest level, Gopi. We follow Gopi, not Brahma and Vijayapati. They are also very high scale, but yet we want to follow this. Brahma here tells in three slokas. There are some similarities, but a special thing here, Brahma is another, his ambition. Gopis test is in other things, and Dvijapatni has other tests. But Some of them are of similarity. Krishna is on floor. That is, Brahma is telling, no mid, te abhra bapuse. No mid means, no me, aham namami. Aham namami to Krishna. Here also namami to Krishna, there also to namami to Krishna. But in different way. Brahma is of Dasya Rasa. But from bottom of Everest mountain, he is seeing on the top of Everest. So Krishna is on the top of Everest and Brahma is bottom of Everest. When here Everest is Priti, so he is doing namaskar to Krishna. But usme Hiranyaparidhim, Shyamam Hiranyaparidhim, Yasat Vanamalyavansi, Varaha, Dhatu, Anubhatansi, Vinasta Hasti Karena Dhunam Abjam, no pranam in this.
Perhaps equal, they are.
Not equal, but no pranam. Brahma is doing because he is Dasara. But he is something willing that there are in the highest of Krishna and his servants. But he has some taste of this Brajaras. Taste something. Many greed. And they are very nearer to Krishna. Vrijapatni. They want to enter in Krishna pastimes of Vrindavan. And there are in Vrindavan. They met Krishna on the border of Mathura and
Vrindavan.
Border. Border means Virjanadi. Virjanadi, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
No Aswarja, as in the middle of Aswarja and Madhurja. If they will see in Vrindavan, they have Madhur. But they were residents of Mathura. So not everything Madhurja. They were in Aswarja. But they have some greed to Krishna. More than 100 times more than Brahma. They can enter in some Vrindavan past life of Krishna. They can give some thing to Krishna to eat. They passed the border of Aswarja Bhumi and went in Vrindavan and they saw Krishna. So beautiful. So they do not do pranam.
Are they Nityasthita or will they go in future as, will they take birth in future as gopis?
They have entered the Vrindavan, in Vrindavan. But not as a Kamatmaka gopi. Not in Madhur Ras. Aswarji is full of.
This is their permanent Sai Bab.
No. Vrijapatni? No.
Then what is their
Sahibhav? The Sahibhav not has come. Yet, they will have.
Their Kamanuga.
No, they are Kamanuga. But not is still Kamanuga. Kamatmika.
No.
They will, in future, very soon, will turn into Kamatmika.
And then will it be as gopis or not?
As gopis.
Not Mathurava.
No, no. Because they have no taste in Mathura.
But Krishna entered their heart.
Only their defect was that they are Brahmin.
Yeah.
Brahmin by birth.
So they can't be gopis.
After that, practicing Kamanuga, they will live all Shubha and Ashubha and they should have come in the womb of gopis, and then they will go.
It says there that Krishna entered their heart through their eyes. So is that Sai Bhava?
But there was no Sai Bhava. Sai Bhava as practicing Kamanuga. In practicing, as that we have something, but our is not so Sai Bhava. There is Sai Bhava, they were practicing as a gopi. They were following gopis. But yet, there were some big nabadha, obstruction of birth and also many things. So many things. But Rishichari are far better than these Brahmani. So they have not done pranam. The Varaha, Shyamam Hiranya Paridhin, Hiranya Paridhin, and Abhurvaku say, come unto all. Understand? This thing, Krishna is very beautiful, and his bodily roof is like Abhra. Abhra means Megh. Megh Shamal. Brahma is telling also. Namidyate Abhra Papuse. Gopis are telling. Shyamam Krishna. Hiranya Paridhim. Hiranya Paridhim means Pitambar.
Yellow color.
Yellow color. And also in this slope. Varaha Pidam Natavar Papu Karniyo Karnika. Kanaka Kapisham. Can you copy some?
Blue lotus
blood. Brilliant gold, brilliant pitambar. Brilliant like gold.
So, Krishna is Shyamal. Pitambar is yellow in three slopes. But their telling is different. Then, Vannamalya here, Vaijayanti Malacha here. And in Brahma, Namidhyate Abhrapavuse Tadidambara Gunjavatanusa. Gunjamala. So these are all common to all. But in Brahma, he is not on flute. वो क्या है तल दंबराय गुंजा वन्नस्त जे कवल बेत्र विशान वेणु ही हैज केप्ट हिज वेणु हियर नॉट अ स्माइलिंग फेस इन ब्रह्मा एंड नॉट सो ब्यूटीफुल एज ब्रह्मणी हैज सीन अच्छा ब्रह्मणी राज टेलिंग अबाउट बंसी Only Bansi, Venubadan and smiling face will be of gopis in their sight. For Dvijapatni, how his face is, Shyamang Hiranya Paridhim Lasat Varnamalya Varaha Dhatu Praval Natvesham Anubhatan Vinyasta Hast Itarena Dhinan Abjam Karanot Palal. So, not beautiful that of gopis. Here, Arandhan Venu Adhara Sudhayo, here Krishna is giving his Adhara Sudha in Venu. And by his
Blowing.
And that nectar is coming. First it comes in earth. And see that there is no qualified person to hear this. So it goes beyond this Brahmalok. It goes to Muktidham. she sees that no qualified, then to Shiva Lok, and then to Vaikuntha Lok, then to Ayodhya, and then Dwarka, and comes to Mathura, but here also darkness, and then goes to Vrindavan. Here sees that Gop and all others are not qualified for this Kamavardhan. Only they go in the year of only Goparamani Kishori, Gop Kishori, and takes their heart, and with her it comes to Krishna again. So gopis all are running after. So they became mad
to get back their stolen property.
So they are not telling to others that come on and we should go. Only one gopis are going. So this Vaijayanti Mala Randhan Venu Radhar Sudhaya Puryan Gopabrindai. Gopabrindai, here Gopabrindai, all gop are doing kirtan. You want air? Gita Kirti. What Gita Kirti?
Chanting his glory.
Glory. That you to Govardhan and you mane putana ko mara Agasur, Bakasur as Gita Kirti.
Who is speaking this verse? Because it says the gopis could not speak. So who is speaking this verse?
Nasakan. Nasakan means they were uddipit ho gayi. They were not in mood to tell, but yet they are telling. And that telling was not in a correct way. Something without link. This means there was no link. Any poem, slokes of these chapters are not in a link.
No crumb.
Then
sequence.
So they are telling what comes in heart and they tell whether there is link or not. But yet Saraswati gives link to each other, all its slokas. So they are telling. Here this sloka has been told by Sukadeva Goswami. And after that, all of the sloka will be of gopis. Up till this sloka, Sukadeva Goswami are best very telling. Today?
A question about Sukadeva Goswami. Sometimes we hear that Sukadeva Goswami is the parrot of Srimati. Other times we hear in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is said that Sukadeva Goswami is a Shanta Bhakta. So, how it appears to be contradictory. How suddenly, if he's the parrot of Srimati and hearing everything, he's so Rasika, why he's given as example of Shanta Bhakta?
Because Sukadeva Goswami is himself telling in Srimad Bhagavatam. Parinishthite nirgunyam api. At first I was in Nirguna, Upasana. And then by the grace of his father and Guru Vyasadeva, he has come to this Prema Bhakti. Here we see that why Brahma came as Haridas Thakur. If he could come in Brahmin family or in another very regarded family, it was better. But yet he came in the Mohammedan school. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show that every class of person may be Vaishnava. And if they are so degraded and they took shelter of bhakti, they can be highest top of Vaishnava. In this, where our gurus and acharya have showed him as a nirgunya or santara, then it will be of very importance that by the association he has come to this point, that he became so rushed. So it has been. But we see that Sukhdeva Goswami, what to tell Sukhdeva Goswami? The cows, the trees, and all these things, sands of Jamuna, are all of either Sakha, Vatsalya, or Madhura.
And Sukhdeva is, as a parrot, he has a connection with Madhura because of being Srimad Vidyasagara.
Not Madhura. There also he cannot be in Madhura. He knows, no.
He cannot relish.
He cannot do any seva like gopis. That is why it has been told.
Shambhai.
But he knows everything and he can explain all these things. But he has taste in that thing. And he has so much love, affection from Srimati. We should samanmay kar lena chahiye. Samanmay?
Adjustment.
We should do adjustment. This is the thing of madhyam, madhya, arm, madhyam, uttam. They can do. You can do now. I have not read what you are, but I, by my opinion, I am telling. But I think that it will not be wrong. Acha, aaj yahi rahe. Today.
Our ears are like cups also. But now what have you done with our hearts?
I think your heart and everything is more better than mine. You have so eagerness. I am like parrot. I am explaining but not testing.
You are cheating.
This association makes also me benefited. The questions you tell arise, it makes me also some benefit. I have not.